You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
The JSE has opened its doors for the final day of what has been a momentous week in the history of the Republic of South Africa. These issues need not detain us now. Let's have a look at the Stock Exchange News Service, where Richemont came out with numbers today, a really strong trading update, and people seem to be going out there and unleashing the shackles of COVID and buying glitzy stuff. So anyway, we'll speak about that later on with Nick Kunze from Sanlam Private Wealth on the 5 o'clock shadow. Otherwise, pretty quiet stuff. Let's have a look at these spot prices. Last night in the United States of America, there was a little bit of a sell-off. I'll come to that in a moment. But let's start with the currencies. And the Rand, which is steady. I mean, when I say steady, it's 14.46 against the US dollar, 19.95 against the euro, and 17.07 against the euro. The euro dollar itself is 1.18 exactly, and the pound against the US dollar, 1.38 exactly. Last night in the United States of America, as I scroll down, we have the Dow Jones just up very, very slightly as a slight shift of value on a daily basis anyway. Dow Jones up 0.15% to be precise. The S&P 500 was down 0.4%. The Nasdaq taking a little bit of a mini hit, down 0.7%. This morning in the Far East, Tokyo is around about a percent weaker. That's the Nikkei 225. The Shanghai index down 0.7%. The Hang Seng was up 0.2%. And the All Share in Sydney up 0.2%. On to commodities. Gold price 1822, down nothing. Let's call it flat. 1822, the gold price in the last 12 hours or so. The platinum price also flat, $1131 per ounce. And palladium, goodness me, it's flatorama on the commodity front. Palladium 2,729, which is essentially unchanged. The oil price, which is probably more important than the ones we've just spoken about. Let's have a look. The West Texas crude is, it's been under pressure in the last two or three days because of a deal between Saudi Arabia, or a proposed deal between Saudi Arabia and the UAE regarding increase in production. So that's hit the market. $71.48 for West Texas, which is down 0.3%. Brent crude oil, $73.27, which is down around about a quarter of a percent. The CRB commodity index, that should be under pressure, I would have imagined, because of what's happening to the oil price. Yeah, it's down about a point to 225 and a half. Just struggling a little bit these days with the heavily weighted energy sector weighing on it. The US 10-year Treasury yield, which has been a focus this week because of what's happened in the US inflation scenario, 1.32%. So people don't care about the fact that inflation is rising. They're still buying those bonds. The South African 10-year is 8.935%, which is pretty good. That's about 10 basis points better than it was two or three days ago. So that's good. And Bitcoin, 31,672, which is down 2.5%, sort of grinding its way lower. Let's have a look now at the early dealings on the JSE Securities Exchange and the top five major moves to the upside and the downside. On the upside, Harmony up 2%, the gold miner. The gold miner DRD Gold up close to 1%. Anglo Gold Ashanti up 0.8%. Redefine, the property company, bouncing back by 0.75%. And Nedcore up 0.6%. On the downside, for the ones that we look at normally, Sasol down again. It was down 7.75% yesterday, down 2.25% today in early dealings. Anglo-American Platinum down 2%, Barlow World down 1.5%, and Glencore a 1.5% loser as well. The major indexes that we follow, in other words, the top two on the JSE, the all-share index down 0.5%. It was down around about the same amount yesterday. I'm just going to refresh my screen just to see if that's not a reprint from yesterday. No, it's not. The JSE all-share index is down just over 0.5%, and the JSE top 40 down 0.6%. That was the opening. I'll be back with the 5 o'clock shadow at that time. The views and opinions expressed in these podcasts are those of Lindsay Williams and various contributors and do not reflect the policy, position, or opinion of any other agency, organization, employer, or company associated with strictlybusinesspodcast.com. Assumptions made on the analyses are not reflective of the position of any other entity other than the speaker or the author. And since we are critically thinking human beings, these views are always subject to change, revision, and rethinking at any time. Please do not hold us to them in perpetuity.